Bombay Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bombay Bones show.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I played this list of songs. It was like, hey, these are the songs that people don't want played at their wedding. Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
Did you hear me play those songs?
Yeah.
What'd you think about those songs that I played?
I love them.
Me too. Like on Friday's show, I was like, hey, these are the songs that people don't want played at their wedding anymore. It created such controversy over the weekend. Some of those songs were
New Cupid.
This one right here. You better play this at my wedding if I ever get married. I'm going to fire you.
You're fired.
I'm going to apprentice you. Like that one, Electric Slide.
It's electric. You can't resist it.
I like the line dances because most people know how to do them.
And that's fun.
Like, I don't go home and listen to Cha-Cha Slide in my...
Crisscross.
Like, I don't go, hey, Alexa, Cha-Cha Slide.
Let's go to work.
But I do like it at weddings.
To the left.
I even like Chicken Dance. What do you think about that, Kristen? Like, would you want those played at your wedding?
Yeah, totally.
Me too. I like it when groups can dance. I like the twist, you know?
Yeah.
Because then everybody gets out and does this. No one feels left out.
I like the conga.
Yeah, I would love for you to come play those songs at my wedding. I get married in October.
I'm booked, but I know a good... Listen, you don't want me to... I don't even know how to run the equipment. I'd love to, but I don't know how to run that equipment.
Oh, come on.
Again, I wish I could, but how much to pay?
It's a small wedding. I don't know. I'm paying some guy that doesn't even know how.
You're already paying somebody. I'm not taking his job. See?
Bombay Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Every 2 weeks for the past 34 years, Marcos Perez has spent 2 hours donating blood at the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. He just hit 100 gallons donated. He's only one of 4 people in South Texas to hit 100 gallons of blood donated.
Wow.
That's a lot of blood. The center estimated its blood to save thousands of lives. So Marcos Perez, man, that's crazy. First of all, think of 100 gallons of blood.
It's a lot.
Ugh, that's kind of gross. But still, it's awesome, right? I see you.
The Bombay Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In weather news, a tornado went through Tulsa, leaving dozens injured. Severe flooding hit Kansas City and New Orleans after some areas got 8 inches of rain. In other news, officials are now saying corrosion is what caused the ride at the Ohio State Fair to break apart and crash. The Dutch manufacturers announced that on Facebook. And finally, in airline news, an American Airlines flight experienced severe turbulence, hospitalizing 10 people. The flight landed in Philly. Everybody is okay now.
Got back in town yesterday. We had spent the weekend on the road playing Raging Idiot shows. Thing one, so we have a tour bus, right? Like a real life tour bus. We're like a real life band, kind of. And so we go, and we're in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's midnight. It's kind of when bus call was. You get on the bus, and the reason you drive at night is so you can go to sleep and sleep for most of the drive. Like a 10-hour drive, right?
Yeah. Wake up, you're there.
So we're sitting there. It's midnight, and there's no bus driver. 1 o'clock, no bus driver. 2 o'clock, no bus driver. And we're like, what's happening? Apparently, I got to be right about this. He like forgot his heart medication or something or lost it.
Yeah, blood pressure.
So we're just waiting. It was a whole thing. And he's like, oh, no, I'm good.
Wait,
I know.
So he forgot
and that's
it,
how we,
and then...
I think he ended up getting a little bit from somewhere. But we were like, oh, no.
Okay.
So I got slept with one eye open for like 9 hours.
Yeah, because what if something happens?
Yeah.
While
yeah.
I'm driving and y'all are all asleep. Uh-huh.
And there's like 10 of us on a bus. And it was like, yeah. We're good.
I'm good. I found some.
We didn't get back in town till like 2 p.m. yesterday.
Oh.
It was a whole late day. But yeah.
I saw you got back in town just in time for yoga.
I did go to yoga. And the weird thing is my teacher... She had to read from a paper the whole time because she didn't really know what she was doing teaching the class.
Oh, she's brand new?
I don't know. But she kept yelling, honor me. And I was like, what's happening?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm not even a yoga person. I go sometimes, like I would go every once or twice a month if I can.
Huh, honor me.
Whenever she was doing, to do this move and people weren't doing it right, she would go, honor me. And I was like, who are, is this a Game of Thrones? Like, what's happening in this class? Yeah.
Never had that happen. But hey. Maybe it means something.
I honored her.
Get your bones on, Bombay Bones Show.
time for good news. All about positivity here on Monday. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
A local Whataburger customer in El Paso, Texas. If you don't have Whataburgers, it's a wonderful food chain that's mostly in Texas. Is it all in Texas or just mostly?
Mostly.
It's okay. Regional.
Oh, that's right. There's one in Arkansas.
Florida.
Yeah. Mostly it's a Texas thing. But in El Paso, he was treated to a surprise 80th birthday party at his favorite Whataburger. He goes there most days. His wife passed. He says Whataburger makes him feel better than that. Listen, my wife didn't pass, and Whataburger makes me feel better.
So you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Their ketchup.
He went, and the employees knew it, so they saw him pull up, and they had a party ready for him. They're like, happy 80th birthday. Isn't that crazy? That's awesome. Amy, you're up.
Okay, so this is pretty cool. A mom needed a new kidney, and so her kids, she got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they posted a now viral video on Facebook to help their mom find a donor. Well, a family friend saw it, and she was moved to do something. Even though she wasn't a match for their mom, she reached out to the National Kidney Registry, and they worked out a paired chain where if she would donate a kidney to somebody that she was a match for, then they would find a matched kidney for her friend. So it was like, donate one to get one, and she decided to do that for her friend.
Lunchbox.
Harrison Holt is 8 years old, and he's being honored as an honorary firefighter because he was at home with his 11-month-old little sister when his dad was out mowing the lawn. The dad puts a lawnmower up, and the garage catches on fire. But Harrison grabs the 11-month-old, runs outside to the safety spot that his dad taught him, called 911, and they came and put out the fire.
How about that dad teaching a safety spot? Let me ask Eddie real quick. Eddie's got two kids. He's our producer. Do you teach your kids safety spots, how to get out of the house and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've talked about how if there's a fire, how we're going to get from the upstairs to the downstairs.
Yeah, how do you talk? Run downstairs real quick?
I mean, no, we bought a little ladder that we can hang from the window. And so I've taught them to never mess with the window unless there's a fire. But yes, yeah, we've gone through it because I think about this stuff all the time.
If I was a kid, my dad gave me a ladder and there was a window.
Oh, I'd be down
I'd
that
be
ladder.
Like,
sneaking out.
I'm just saying. If you want to sell your wedding dress, you have to do it within 6 months if you're going to get top dollar. They're saying wedding dresses don't get passed down that often anymore. And if they do, people are like, I don't want to wear my old...
Yeah.
My mom's wedding dress.
I like the idea of having it around just in case, like, my daughter wants to see it when she's older or play dress up in it or something, but I don't see her wearing it.
OJ's Bronco that he drove a long time ago, like the white one, is going to Pawn Stars.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're going to have the show. And Rick's going to be like, let me call my expert. He calls OJ. OJ, how much you paid for this back in the day? You know, OJ's out of jail.
So it's obviously worth more because it's involved in a high-speed chase.
Oh, of course. That's the only reason it's worth anything.
Or else it's just an old white Bronco.
Hey, Broncos are cool.
Hey, Digital Morgan, she's 23, the newest member of our show. Do you know anything about OJ? OJ?
OJ.
Yeah, whatever.
I know who he is.
But you don't know about the chase.
No, not like details about it.
Can you picture that white Bronco chase in your head?
No.
Not even
not
from
at
television.
All. Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Me neither.
Right? I'm like fifth grade watching that stuff on TV in class.
Dang.
Morgan's parents weren't even like dating.
Yeah. She was a glimmer in their eye.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So you may remember back in June that Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley, they did a pretty elaborate gender reveal party, and they were like, oh, okay, looks like we're having a boy. Well, turns out they're having a girl.
How does that happen? How do you mix that up?
A doctor confused. Well, I mean, it's just sometimes the way the baby's sitting, they can think, okay, yes, that's what I see. I see that it's a boy.
I get that a lot. I think I'm a girl. I sit. Crap.
Stop. Okay, so speaking of babies, Ashley Monroe and her husband, John, they announced the birth of their son. She posted photos on Twitter and captioned it, "Welcome to the world, love of my life, Dalton William Danks."
Yeah, I saw that on Friday right after the show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She put it up there. So cute. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Lee, New Jersey. 60-year-old Anthony doesn't really believe in paying tolls, so he pulls up to the toll booth, sees a cop behind him, is like, ooh, do I pay the toll or do I go through? Went right through, so the cop pulls him over. Let me see your license and registration. Runs a check, Anthony owes $88,000 because he's been running the tolls.
Nice. That stinks, man.
He was cuffed and stuffed.
That stinks. We had a buddy once who ended up owing like $20,000 because he kept running tolls, and there's interest on the tolls, and there's penalties. And so it just kept making more and more. This dude owed $80,000. That's crazy. And there's a cop behind him. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day. The Bobby
Bones Show. I do think I'm about... And I'm only going to say this maybe twice today because I know it gets annoying. But if I don't address it, people yell at me on Twitter. I'm about 90% over this allergy attack that I've had. But I'm there. I'm getting closer.
Okay.
But if I don't say something, people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm good.
Okay.
Just allergies. I get allergies like once every 10 years. That being said, let's move on with the show. Just wanted to put that out there. Now.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Lunchbox and his wife got into a fight. A fight over littering. Now, you would think that would be a serious fight, right? But what was the litter?
I spit sunflower seeds out the car window, and she calls that littering. I say it is part of nature. It's a seed. And so I chew them when I drive, and I spit them out the window. And we argue about it all the time. Is that littering?
Is that littering?
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
Because you don't think it is.
No!
Lunchbox and his wife fight because he spits sunflower seeds out the window. She says it's littering. He does not. Alexis, we know it's a dumb thing, but what do you think?
Yes, it is littering. My husband does the same thing.
Why in your mind is it littering?
Because somebody is going to have to clean it up at some point.
Is it biodegradable?
It is biodegradable. It can be biodegradable, but there's no seed left in it to plant to grow a sunflower anymore. So it's just the shell.
Okay, there you go. I appreciate your call.
Oh.
I don't have counterpoint because I don't know. And it's so dumb, I don't care. But I always enjoy a good fight between Lunchbox and his wife. Hello, you're on the air, Lee.
Hey, Bobby Bones. How's it going today?
Good, buddy. It's Cedar Rapids. I love it there, by the way.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? What do you think?
Yes, man. So, I got to say, I'm a Lunchbox on this. Throw them out the window. I think they're biodegradable. There's worse things that go out the window. Yeah, I mean, cigarette butts, styrofoam, paper, all that stuff that go out the window every day. People throw them out. You know, McDonald's, all that stuff. So, when he's throwing out sunflower seeds, biodegradable, I think he's all right with that.
All right. So, we're even there with the listeners. Amy, whose side are you on, Lunches or his wife's?
I mean, I don't think it's littering. Sometimes I eat an apple and I throw the core out.
That's Lunchbox's side. Eddie?
I do the same with banana peels. That's nature. I just throw it out. It's not littering.
Yeah, it's natural. Right. Lunchbox, you win the argument.
Yeah!
Tell your wife to stop it. Yeah! All you want to do, buddy.
Yeah! No matter what. Take that, wife. Take that. When you listen back.
Woo! Everybody's hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
A little too early in the morning for that.
Man,
that's a lot of yell right there.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Brad's on, who's a police officer. He will tell us the truth.
Yes.
Is it littering, Brad?
Hey, Bobby. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey!
Yes, sir. As far as littering, absolutely not littering. If it is biodegradable, can't charge anyone with littering.
There he is.
There he is.
Brad, have a good day, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, Brad, have a good day. Thanks for doing what you do every day, too. Will she listen to that back and hear it later?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Will she text you and be like, yeah?
I'll probably be home by that time.
Yeah. An Arizona mom said her 11-year-old son spent 16 hours with a fidget spinner stuck on his finger.
What?
Yeah, couldn't get it off. Had to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And I can see how you can stick your finger in that and not get it out.
I barely pushed on my finger and it just popped right on.
But taking it off would not be easy.
So we tried soap, we tried oil, we looked on the internet and tried tricks that we saw.
Nothing worked. So Sam's mom took him to the ER.
Dr. David said, the first thing we're going to try is the ring cutter. And that didn't even scratch it.
Greg, the maintenance guy, got out his fiberglass saw and came to the rescue.
Dang, that's scary. Somebody brings a saw to your hand.
Wow.
Yeah, so what'd you get stuck on you? Here's Leah in New York. What happened to your son, Leah?
We were shopping at Walmart one day, and all of a sudden he started crying, and I couldn't figure out why until I looked down, and his foot was stuck in the bars of the shopping cart.
Oh.
What'd you guys do?
Me and my sister tried for a little while to get it out, but we had no such luck, so we ended up having to go to customer service, and they had to go get a pry bar and pry the cart apart.
Oh, my goodness.
No. He ended up being okay, though, right?
He ended up being okay.
That stinks. I appreciate you, Leah.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air, Angela in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened with you?
Okay, so my daughter was playing with crowns. She was probably about 3 or 4 years old. And she was playing with crowns one day, and we noticed she was shoving them up her nose, so we took them away from her when we, you know, threw them away. So it was probably several weeks, almost to a month later after we were playing with these, and she sneezed one day, and a whole, like, wad of crowns come shooting out of her nose, and you could tell where it had a hint of pink. And it was no longer pink, and it was white.
Oh my goodness.
What?
She put the colors, as we call them in Arkansas, up her nose.
And that's one of those things, that she not sneezed out then?
For
would have been
month.
One of those, like, you know.
No, and see, and I hadn't even noticed it, and it isn't just one day, like, because I looked up her nose afterwards to make sure, like, nothing's fluffed, but you really can't tell, you know, what's up there. And so, and I guess it was far enough to where she could, I mean, she had shoved it up there.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
It just came out like a rocket, and it was turning colors, and it was weird. I was like, this is so gross.
Wow. Thank you for the story, Angela. Appreciate you.
No problem.
See you later. Let's do one more. Hey, Sharon in upstate New York.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air. What's happening?
When my daughter, when she was very young, I was driving a bunch of them to go bowling, and all of a sudden from the back seat of this van, she's like, "Mom, I need help." And I'm like, "What is going on?" So I pull over. She had her finger stuck in one of those old clipboards in the top of it. It was like, you know, it has the metal ring at the top to hang up. Her finger was stuck, and it started to swell, and she was trying to get it out herself, but it was swollen past the point.
What'd you do?
Well, I drove probably like 90 miles an hour home to my dad, thinking he could, like, get the cutters out. He couldn't, so we ended up going to the hospital, and they had to saw it out.
Wow, that saw's crazy.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Dang. Sharon, thank you for the call. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys every day.
Thank you very much for listening on your way to work or school. I just want to
have pinky.
I'm just glad you listened. The never gonna get it is the one thing people say they want to do before the summer is over is.
You're never gonna get it. Never, ever gonna get it.
Lisa in New York, take a shot.
Go to the ocean?
God, that's not it. I'm sorry. Lisa in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Hey, Bobby, I'd like to make a guess.
Go right ahead.
Is it get a tan?
It is not. Amy.
Well, is it go on a boat?
No. Lunchbox.
It's easy. Go on a vacay.
No, I'm sorry. Eddie.
Get a lot of rest.
Why are you yelling at me? No. One more guess. Hello, Nick in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What do you think it is,
my
buddy?
Guess this morning is lose weight.
Oh.
Ooh. There it is.
Oh.
Wow. Get this guy a prize right here. Nick in Bismarck. Nice job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
What do you have going on today?
I'm actually just on my way to work right now.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
A power plant.
Let me tell you, I came up to Bismarck. I loved it up there. I had a lot of fun with it. You guys are some nice people.
Thank you, buddy. You guys, too. Hey, first-time caller. So.
Hey!
Shout-out.
Shout-out. Anybody else want a shout-out, too?
No, they're all sleeping.
Cool. All right, hey, hang on the line, all right, bud?
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on. There's this company, and they forced their employees to drink toilet water.
What? No. That's not
well,
right.
Let me tell you why first.
Well, I don't care. Okay, tell me why,
but if it's a good reason.
Okay. What reason?
They work at a photography studio, and they didn't meet their quota. And it's a way of motivating the staff to work harder. So they begrudgingly drank water from the toilet. The woman suffered from diarrhea, and she could not eat. I guess he's cool.
That's so wrong on so many levels.
First of all, if you don't want to, just quit.
Well, some people might really have to drink the toilet water because they may really need that job. so they might feel like, okay, I can't find another job. I'm just going to drink toilet water. That's a horrible position to be put in.
Second of all, if you're a company, you can't do this.
Exactly. No, clearly that's...
Like, you just can't... It's like a school or a company. You can't tape kids to desks. You can't make people... Like, if it's your buddies, okay, make them drink toilet water. Like, what are they going to do, sue you? You can just not drink it. If you're a business, you can't do that. You're a school, you can't do that. But it just feels like there's more to this story than...
Yeah. I'm telling you, that would not fly here. It would not. So don't even think about it.
But we're all buddies.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But this is work.
Different. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No way would I do that. If you were... Matt, I don't know. I don't know how to handle that. If we were to do something wrong...
Huh? You made it worse. You've done worse things than that on the show.
Yeah.
Over the years, of course you have.
Worse than toilet water.
On my Sunday...
You ate ice cream out of Lunchbox's buttocks once.
That's so, like toilet water.
Yeah, that's worse. So Amy's like, being all high and mighty. No. All I'm saying
is... Dang, so wait, I can sue?
No. Oh, you did it.
Aren't they? I did it on my own free will.
Yeah, and they probably agreed, listen, if we don't meet our quota, we'll drink toilet water.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's true.
But still, you can't as a business do that. I read that, I'm like, what a dumb business. Because now, yeah, they're just ready for a lawsuit. Like, just chilling, ready to lawsuit it up.
Mm.
I know.
I forgot about Butt Sunday.
I know, that was a terrible thing. I remember the old guy that used to like run the format hated us for that bit. I thought it was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He went and complained to our big bosses, from what I heard, in New York. Oh. And I was like, relax. Sometimes we're going to do really stupid stuff. And sometimes we're going to do... What? By the way, Lunchbox has the morning corny in 10 minutes. You have it because Amy messed it up last time.
Yeah. And can I get my D to prove?
Why do you always bring dirty jokes in?
No, it's not dirty. It's just...
Mike D, come in here.
Come here, Mike D.
This is the second time he's had the joke, and he needs to get them approved for... Go ahead. Mike D, read it out.
Oh, Mike D, where are you at? Oh, there you are. All right, hold on.
Don't read it out loud.
Don't read it out loud?
No, don't.
You run the joke.
Yeah.
No. I'm just making sure.
I mean, it's a little borderline, but I think you're good.
Borderline, but I think you're good? Should I look at it?
Go look at it real quick.
Okay.
We only have like 30 seconds. Amy's looking at the... Okay.
Well, now I want to hear it.
No, okay, eight minutes. Is that funny, Amy?
I mean, but yeah.
Can he say it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Amy said so.
Okay. 8 minutes from Lunchbox doing...
That's so good. I mean,
8 minutes until Lunchbox has the morning corny. Which, by the way, Amy just thinks she watched a Chris Rock comedy special or something. All right. Coming up to you, I got the 30-second skinny with Amy and the morning corny with Lunchbox in a minute.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
According to E! Online, Miranda Lambert and Anderson East are extremely serious, and they're going to be getting engaged by the end of the year. A source says that they've discussed having kids and will start trying after they are married.
I guess I have questions. Question one is... They could be getting engaged by the end of the year. That's such a vague
we still
thing
have six
to
more
say.
Months.
That's
I know.
Such a
yeah.
A source says they could be breaking up by the end of the year.
Oh no, that's not what E! Online is reporting.
And they're of course they're talking about kids. They've been together for long enough where you have that. That's just not a story, right?
Well, in case people were curious that this could happen by the end of the year.
Yeah. All right.
So the Dixie Chicks are bringing their soon-to-be-released DVD to theaters across the country tonight. So in case you want to go check that out, apparently this is like a new thing, like taking the concert experience to movie theaters. And if you're curious if it's going to be in a place near you, fathomevents.com is where you can check it out. And then the DVD is set to release on September 1st.
I don't think it's a terrible idea, and I think it's a fine idea. Like, I wouldn't go to a movie theater to watch Dixie Chicks or Lady Antebellum, like a regular movie theater. I would go to an IMAX, big tall screen one, to do that. I just have no interest in watching a concert at the movies.
Yeah.
An IMAX would be cool because all the sound and it's super tall.
It'd be like you're there.
I went to one of those.
A concert experience at IMAX?
Yes.
IMAX.
Do we go to one together?
I think we did. You too?
Yeah, that was so cool.
And it was, that's right.
What?
And it was really cool.
Oh, well then they should
Did you dance like you were at the concert or did you just sit in the chair?
Well, you had chairs.
Yeah, we sat. But it was like, awesome.
It was cool. The movie theaters are gross anyway. There's popcorn and the floors are gooey and yeah.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Yeah, don't you guys go to the gooey floor theaters?
Floors are really gooey.
Right?
Ugh.
Just in general.
Yes. Your shoes get stuck.
Yeah. Like... I leave shoes back sometimes. I'm like, man down.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Here's what's going on this week. Tonight, the season finale of The Bachelorette. Anybody been watching?
I've been watching.
What do you think?
That's boring.
Yeah?
It's just boring. There's no drama. It's not crazy drama. Everybody seems just kind of normal. It's not very interesting.
Also, songwriter Heather Morgan stops by my house for the Bobby cast. She's written songs like Beat of the Music, I'm in love to the beat of the music. Lose My Mind, yeah. And I'll Be the Moon.
I don't want to be a lion.
Dierks and Maren.
I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a secret.
On Tuesday, I performed stand-up at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. And it's the first time I had a comedian there in a long time. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that. Like, I'm a little tight about that one.
I'm going.
You'll do good.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Why? Why not? Why would you not go to, like, you guys go to John Mayer? Like,
I don't care for John Mayer. I want to see you.
Oh, I want. It's only 12 minutes.
Oh, wait.
That's even better.
Yeah.
We can go to John Mayer?
I mean, you can buy tickets. Like, I picked the Opry over John Mayer. And John Mayer's like my favorite artist, him and Garth. But yeah, John Mayer's the same night here in town.
Will you hold it against me?
No.
All right.
I won't.
Maybe I can get some tickets. My wife likes John Mayer.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Brett Eldridge on Wednesday night on The Tonight Show with Fallon. On Thursday, it's the season finale of Nashville on CMT. And Amy hosts Nash Chat after that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it from the Hard Rock.
On Friday, Lindsay L. comes in for Female Friday. Oh, boy. Her new album, The Project, comes out Friday. And I will be doing very little talking in this interview. The listeners will be sending in questions. Amy will be doing a lot of it. I'm sure it'll be a whole thing. I gotta tell you, I'm not really looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
I'm ready.
I'm excited.
Because it'll be awkward for me. But yeah, Lindsay L. comes in because her album comes out on Friday. What am I gonna do?
Yep. What are you gonna do? That's a good attitude. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? You can pre-order it on iTunes if you want.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Lunchbox had to go to approval through Mike D and Amy to get this joke cleared. I haven't heard it yet. Let's go.
The Morning Corny. Why can't ghosts have babies?
Why can't ghosts have babies?
Because they have a Halloweenie.
I like it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Why was he scared of that?
Because weenie.
Okay.
Eddie takes his headphones off. Eddie just walks out.
I'm done.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Set the mood. We were told it's super romantic if you let your wife shave your face. So that's what the guys did. Lunchbox is up first, and Lunchbox's wife got the razor out. And is this a straight razor?
It's just like a razor, regular razor you get at the grocery store.
Yeah. Lathered up.
Oh, yeah. You know, put some shaving cream on. You know, the foam kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Time for the great shave that's supposed to bring us closer together. Now, listen. If you cut me... This does not bring us closer together, so I need you to be extra careful.
Okay.
Oh. Like, you treat your legs nice, you treat my face nice. Got it?
Got it.
Thank you. Let the shaving begin.
Oh my god, I can't do it.
Ew.
Wow.
Is that a lawnmower?
Ow!
Oh, don't do that!
No, you didn't really hurt me.
A hilarious joke. Dude, your stubble is manly, dude.
I know!
That's that noise that's
on. Yeah, that's the shaving.
Like, so, when she's doing it, do you feel like she's into it?
I mean, she sounds into it.
Is it right?
I think so. Is the hair coming off? Are you feeling closer to me?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Darren,
No, almost.
Oh, sorry.
Did you feel like you hurt me?
Yeah, you scared me. You backed up.
Amy's creeped out.
What are you creeped out by? Like, I don't understand. Like,
Lunchbox's wife is shaving his face here. Because we were told that brings you closer together.
The great shave is over. It's supposed to bring us closer together. And we will go to my wife and ask her how she feels.
I feel the same.
Was it weird? Was it romantic? Was it bonding? How did you feel?
It's kind of weird. I was really nervous the whole time. I didn't want to hurt you.
There you have it. So it's weird. It's weird. Nothing romantic or bonding about it.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Okay, well, we'll hear Eddie's and his wife coming up.
It might be a tad different.
Yeah? Lunch's hair was like, man, so manly over there. Hey, Stephanie in West Virginia, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby and everybody. How are you?
We're good. What's going on?
Not much. Well, I wanted to weigh in on the shaving of your significant other.
Yeah, because Lunchbox had his wife shave his face for him after we talked about on the air that it's supposed to bring you closer together.
Nervous.
Here it is.
Oh, my God, I can't do it.
And the weird part is when they, like, start talking in this voice.
Am I doing it right?
I think so. Is the hair coming off?
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead, Stephanie.
So my fiance and I've been dating for about 3.5 years. I've been doing it pretty much ever since we've been dating. And he loves it. He makes him feel cherished and loved, even though, I mean, I show him in other ways, but he definitely really likes it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're putting your life technically in the other person's hands, so.
Let me ask you this. If it's a disposable razor, are you really?
Disposable razor? No, we don't use disposable razors.
Dang, you guys go hard.
We use actually Dollar Shave Club razors.
Okay, but
same
disposable.
Kind of concept.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was going like Floyd the Barber from Andy Griffith. Dang. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you like it, and I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Eddie's comes up in a second. He has audio of him and his wife. Lunchbox went to watch Tim and Faith.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend. And it's a great show. I mean, everybody says, the ghost says it's a great show. And so your wife liked that, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Loved it. We had a great time. It was so, I mean, they come out and they sing a couple duets, boom. And then Faith takes the stage by herself and just shows her vocal prowess. I mean.
Oh, boy. Her vocal what?
Prowess.
Her vocal what?
Prowess.
What does that mean?
Wait, spell it.
Prowess. Prowess.
Okay, prowess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you say it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And that girl can sing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, amazing. And then she leaves, and Tim comes out and just jams out and rocks it. And then they come back out at the end together and sing a couple more duets. That's it. It was awesome. So much fun.
Did it feel like all hits all night?
I felt like all hits all night, and I was jamming and singing and dancing, and it was awesome.
Wow. I don't know why I'm so shocked by him. Like, I mean, obviously, Tim and Faith are amazing, but I don't picture Lunchbox thinking it's like the time of his life.
You know what? The first time I saw Tim, now I guess I saw him like 15 years ago, but the first time I saw him in recent times, I was like, that's how it's done. Because he comes out, and I don't even use the word swagger at all.
Oh.
But he comes out, and I don't know this tour. Did he start with Truck Yeah?
No.
In the past, he would come out, and it would be like, da-da-da-da. And he comes out, and his arms are spread open, yeah. And he turns. And I was like, okay, I've never seen it like this before. Like, a show. Yeah. But, yeah, it's really good, huh?
Oh, really good. So entertaining. So much fun. Man.
This is how it used to start. And this, the band would be up there playing. And Tim walks out, and he's got his arms up there, like he's flying on stage. He turns a circle, spins into the microphone. And he's like, Lil Wayne jamming the mind. The crowd's like, yeah! Yeah, yeah, it's good. Got Lil Wayne popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back. Did you know that was the words?
No, not until just now.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Bobby Bones. There's a guy in Daytona. He's 73 years old. He's banned from the beach after handing out Sugar Baby cards.
What? A sugar baby?
Yeah, yeah. So he's walking around and he's got cards and he's like, hey, I'm looking for a sugar baby. I'm going to be a sugar daddy. Yeah.
The whole intention of me getting the shirt was just having fun. I am just so embarrassed. I've been devastated for the last 2-3 days. I understand the mother, you know, getting upset.
He accidentally gave one to a teenager.
Oh my goodness.
She was 18.
But she was 18. Yeah. And the mom got upset.
I don't blame her at all for getting upset.
Lunchbox comes to his defense really quickly. But she was 18.
I just want to apologize to her. Apologize to her daughter. I was just having fun, and obviously I just made a real bad mistake.
His name's Richard, 73, not charged with the crime. Told police he'd been passing out business cards to young females on the beach who were older than 18. The card featured a photo of a young girl sitting in the lap of an older man.
What?
With the accompanying text, ask me about your monthly allowance.
No way. Is that for real?
That is hilarious. For real? Listen to that guy.
He said sugar daddy seeking his sugar baby.
I didn't know that that's what they called themselves. I didn't know that I knew what a sugar daddy was, but I didn't know if you were with a sugar daddy that made you a sugar baby. Because that's creepy. I don't like that sound of that.
They didn't charge him with anything because he wasn't like going out to underage girls, but they say, hey, you can't pass out any cards on the beach. That's how they got him.
Oh, so like,
and then
soliciting?
He's embarrassed. But she's 18. Like, that's a thing. Like, let's have an adult age in our society. Like, if it's 18, it's 18.
Yeah, you've always said that.
This 73-year-old is probably trying to have a little fun.
Poor dude.
Ask me about your monthly allowance. What?
What a line.
I mean.
That's a great line.
So, I mean, I am curious. What is
me too. I want to know. What's the monthly allowance?
Is that in the clip anywhere?
Listen to this. So, Brittany Yost married her husband, now Jordan Yost, on July 22nd in West Virginia. And she wanted her grandfather to officiate her wedding, but he passed away. But her sister was married 2 years ago and he officiated that wedding. So they took the audio and they played it at her wedding. And she was like, he still was able to be there, kind of.
Brittany Yost recalls the moment at her wedding when her eyes swelled up with tears.
I pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
It was her late grandfather's voice.
I pronounce you husband and wife.
Like, that makes my heart just go boom, 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 boom. That's crazy. I get chills.
I mean, I bet there couldn't have been a dry eye in that place.
And whomever had the idea to go, why don't we take the audio of your grandfather from your sister's wedding and play this part of it back? That's a brilliant idea. Like, how touch it? Everybody touched by that or not?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, no, it's the bride didn't know until they played it at the wedding. The sister came up with the idea. It was like, oh, I'm going to get this audio. And
oh, they surprised her with it?
Yeah,
oh,
she had no idea.
Oh, that's, man. Yeah.
Genius.
I don't.
Because ever since she was a little girl, she wanted her grandpa to officiate her wedding.
Yeah.
Wow. So we go and we play two shows, the Raging Idiots do. We play in St. Louis and we play in Madison, Wisconsin. On Friday and Saturday night, Eddie and I are a band. It was a lot of fun. Crowds are crazy. Both towns were rocking. And so I want to give you a couple clips. First of all, I've never stage dove before. Like, you just jump into the crowd.
Yeah.
Did you see my Instagram?
I did, yeah.
Did you laugh?
It looked pretty hardcore.
Huh?
It looked pretty hardcore.
Did you laugh or were you like, man, that guy's a rock and roller?
I was like, whoa, look at Bobby trusting all those people with his life.
So I dove into the crowd, right? I'm going to play the audio of me jumping into the crowd. And we were at the Orpheum in Madison, Wisconsin. It's packed. And I was like, you know what? I've never done this before in my life. I was feeling it. I just jumped into the crowd. Passing me around, right? And I'm like, this is stage, until I felt someone punch me in my junk. Now, they didn't punch me, but they were just pushing me around.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to go face first.
That
I always thought stage diving was like Superman. So I didn't know the difference. And I'm like, I'm going in. And so again, I run and I jump in. And they're passing me around, and I feel like three palms go right into my wiener.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and not on purpose, but you have all these hands pushing you up, you're bound to get a palm in the ween, right? So they take me to the back, and I'm like, and then we're stuck with the back of the room, and
yeah,
I'm on top of
it. How long are you surfing for?
For a long time, and they're like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, take me back to the stage. So then they're passing me back to the stage, and finally I make it all the... And listen, they held my life. They had me.
And did it? What did it feel like? Like, other than when you were hitting that thing?
It is fun. But first of all, everybody's
so
like...
So you don't feel like you're ever going to fall? Because I would be so scared.
There were so many people holding me up. Like, they had my back.
Okay.
And it was kind of fun. Until
they had your front.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely had my front.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think it was on purpose. Like, I don't think people were grabbing it.
No, of course not. But yeah, I guess you are supposed to fall backwards onto
your back. Yeah, that's Rockstar 101, for
sure. I don't know Rockstar 101. Yeah. All I know is I love my people and I trust them. So I just, you can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I spread my arms and I fell into the crowd. And you can hear singing and you can hear right when I hit the crowd. So... There we go. I was living the rock star life.
That's crazy how y'all do that.
I was shocked you went face first. Like, what in the world are you doing?
I know the
difference. You put yourself in a vulnerable spot.
Yeah, I know the difference.
But I didn't know either.
Look at you living a little bit. Taking it and going like full rock star. Because when I watched it, I was like, all right. But next time, you got to get a running start and just jump.
Oh, no, I'm not hurting people. There's lawsuits that happen when you do that. That's why you don't do things like that. Because if you run and jump and you hurt somebody, you get sued. So, no, I didn't do that. I just went and you can see it on my Instagram.
Just awesome that they carried you wherever you needed to go.
Was it a rush? Was it a rush?
I was scared. But then they were like, where do you want to go?
Back.
Back. Take me back. So there's that. And then I'm finally starting to get over my allergies. I'm probably like 90%. I still have a little bit in me. But so we're singing and at times I just couldn't. You want to hear the whole crowd sing Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
This Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday song is so funny that people sing. Here we go. Isn't that funny? Like they're rocking it, man.
Still fairly new.
Yeah.
They already know.
Here we go. I'm telling you, people are crazy. Like, those Raging Idiot shows are crazy. So, yeah, we have a song you can download on iTunes called Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday. The Chick-fil-A cow came out to the show on Saturday.
What?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sent the cow out.
That's amazing.
He's just dancing in the crowd. And we're like, look at that cow. Yeah.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys.
Well, I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You can download that on iTunes if you want. Hey, loving it, man. I couldn't believe it. I'm always like, what are you people singing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I wrote that. Our video producer, Eddie, has a 3-year-old. The 3-year-old's back in school today, huh?
He starts today. What time? Yeah, he's probably in right now. They go in about 7:45.
What's a 3-year-old do at school? What's the hours? I didn't go to school till kindergarten.
Yeah, he's almost 4, so it's like technically a preschool year. So, I mean, I don't know, color papers and...
So he goes in, like, now.
Yeah.
And when does he finish his day?
2.
Wow.
That's
Monday through Friday or just a few days a week?
No, 3 days a week.
Okay.
Man, they warm them up, huh?
They do.
Man, with us, they just threw us in the deep end of the lake and said, go.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So, are you happy he's gone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, still Junior, the 9-year-old, he's still around, so he's got another week. So, we're going to be, you know, we're still normal life in summerish a little bit. But, yeah, I'm excited. Man, once they both go, oh, it's going to be great.
So, wait, the 3-year-old, was he in school last year?
Yeah.
What kind of school was that?
It was like a, it's like a preschool. It's like pretty
Mom's
much
day out.
Daycare, basically. But they learn stuff. I mean, he learned.
Every year it gets a little more and more.
Yeah, he's actually learning stuff.
Does he, your 3-year-old is a little fighter.
Yes. And actually this weekend he was hanging out with some little buddies and all 3 of them are fighters now, I guess, because that's what they do. They like to punch each other and wrestle and it's weird.
Does he fight kids at school?
No, not in a bad way. They just like to.
Oh, in a good way.
Punch, fight. Like, just like, we're playing. And then somebody gets hurt, and they all start crying, and then they, like, get over it, and they do it all over again. It's just weird. He's a fighter, and the 9-year-old, he's a peacemaker. It's just really strange.
Was that like you and your brother?
No. My brother beat me up all the time, and I cried. And
that was so you were the peacemaker, and he was the fighter.
Your brother was the strong guy. You were the wimpy guy.
Yeah, but I don't think it was about peace. I was just, like, 8 years younger than him.
Okay, your other one's 6 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's just similarities there.
I mean, yeah, I guess yeah. It's like...
Siblings are different. It's a good thing.
Lunchbox said that, you know, he went to Tim and Faith this weekend. And so lunch is at the show, having fun. That's how you talk to a woman. And he was loving it, right? Were you near our producer, Morgan?
Yeah.
He said her hat was so big and stupid that he couldn't,
oh my gosh,
see over it sometimes.
Oh my gosh. I hate to tell you, whoever sat behind her was so mad. She thought she was at the Kentucky Derby.
Morgan, our producer.
It was so obnoxious.
Go ahead. We were at a country concert. People had on cowboy hats. Mine wasn't any more obnoxious than that.
I got to see it.
Let me show you. I thought it was super cute, Morgan.
No,
thank you.
There's no need to bring that to a concert. Look at this, Eddie. You can't see around that.
Oh, that's a big hat.
That's a big hat. I mean, look at that thing. Whoever is sitting behind her has to go to the left or the right just to see the stage. Like, are they on the stage yet? All I see is a
here they
hat.
Come around the curve. Wait, it's a, and beady, beady, in the first place and the second.
Like, totally obnoxious hat. No need for it at the concert. And I felt bad for whoever sat behind her, but... I mean, it was a cool-looking hat, but not the right place or venue.
Lots of people had hats on. Not mostly cowboy hats, but lots of people had hats on.
How would you describe her hat?
I mean, large. I mean, it's like a...
large.
Twice the size of sombrero. Like,
oh,
big.
Double a sombrero.
Yeah.
What?
And it's black and just big and obnoxious.
Twice the size of a sombrero.
I mean, it was huge.
It's really big.
I actually got a lot of compliments on that hat.
Yeah, not from the people behind you. There's no way.
What'd you think of the show, Morgan?
It was phenomenal. Yeah. My sister, I took her, and she was freaking out the entire time. It's
perpetual bliss. Did she wear a hat?
She did not.
Okay.
That would have been bad. Two sombreros.
Two sombreros, yeah. The sombrero sisters? That wouldn't have been good.
Unstoppable. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A bartender took Kendall Jenner's tipping and put it up on Instagram.
Oh, did she not tip or
something? $0.
No way.
Yeah, I saw the picture. A popular Brooklyn nightclub publicly shamed Kendall Jenner for failing to tip a bartender. The Instagram account of Baby's All Right displayed a signed credit card receipt of Kendall N. Jenner. She ordered 2 $12 cocktails, left the line blank, or she could have added a tip. Thoughts, Amy?
I just feel like that has got to be some sort of mistake, or she's just completely negligent. Like, I don't know how you just leave the tip line blank, especially if, I don't care if you don't have that much money or you have tons of money like her, you leave a tip. Like, that's the point. It's like, or you don't eat out or drink out if you can't tip.
Hey, to me, it's not even that issue. You're famous. If you don't tip, it's going to be put out there. This is part of the bad part of being famous. Everything you do is scrutinized. She's an idiot for not putting an expensive tip on there.
Right. I don't get it.
And, okay, you shouldn't put people to get. Okay. The weird thing to me about, like, identity theft is that we go, okay, we got to do all these things to protect ourselves, and then we give a waiter, waitress our credit card and go, okay, go back to a back room, buy yourself all alone, and do whatever you want to with it. That's so weird to me that it's like, keep your credit card number secret. Keep it. But it's like you're at a meal and someone just comes up and it's like, all right, I'll be taking that credit card back to the darkest room in the building and doing whatever I
know,
want to
like
with
we
it.
We just trust them that they're not taking a quick photo of it so they can go online shop later.
And the thing with Kendall Jenner is if you're a celebrity and you're using your card with your name, if you don't tip on it, it's probably going to be put on the internet. Or the opposite, if you tip really high, it's probably going to be put on the internet.
Yeah, but for positive.
You have somebody else do it.
Yeah, so weird.
It is weird. Listen, it's not that cool, but if you're a celebrity, it comes with the territory. It's like the paparazzi. Like, you don't want them out in your way, and you're like, oh, I can't even eat dinner. But then don't be famous and go to a famous LA place where you know the paparazzi are sitting outside.
I just think that what we don't see here is, what if this person did a terrible job? Like, all we see...
It doesn't matter. She's famous. Kendall Jenner famous.
And we got to quit with this, putting the famous people's things up on... I mean, this person should be fired from their job. If you're going to post someone's receipt, you're fired. Sorry, we got to start a policy.
Who is it? At baby what?
I don't know. Baby's all right.
Maybe well, baby's about not
maybe
be all right.
Maybe that is. If you're famous, that comes with the territory of being famous. So,
yeah, I mean, that's obviously it could happen. But even if someone is terrible service, a lot of times you'll at least leave something.
If you're famous, it doesn't matter. Yeah. This is going to be a story. Be smart about it or have somebody else pay with their card. I'd probably take a picture of it. My account, Bobby's all right. I always leave that stuff. Yeah. You talking about the article about me?
Yeah.
So this just happened on the air. I was like, hey, I finally read that article about you.
Well,
I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay.
So there's an article at ringer.com, which is a big website, and they did like this full profile. The guy like lived with me basically for 2 days. What did you think?
Yeah, we met him when he was here, and then I think he got on the call with me like a few weeks later to follow up on a few things about you, and I know he interviewed other people, and I just was like, oh, okay. I mean, he just wasn't really, I thought it was going to be just a pro all the way article, which it wasn't all bad by any means, and it definitely like gave you props. But there was sometimes where I was reading it, I was like, whoa, wait a second, what? Like, kind of feel like he went rogue a little bit.
Not rogue,
I get he was just doing his thing, but I guess I misunderstood what he was, his goal.
All it
was. And it was, really long.
Yeah, I know.
It took me all weekend to read it.
It was a profile piece, and I was pretty happy with it.
I felt like that type of perspective, and you like maybe to get beat up on a little bit.
I do like to get beat up on a little bit.
So, yeah, he gave you that.
He did beat me up a little bit.
And then the other dude, okay, this is my thing. The other dude, you know, Lon, can I say his name? Okay, I just did. Can we say his name?
Just go. What's your point?
I just was like, wait, he went to other radio people, like competitors, and was like,
well, he's not a competitor. He's not really in radio.
Is he? Okay. Well, I mean, we've had awards with him before or against him, like in the same category.
He does a countdown.
Okay. He does a countdown. Okay. So I just kind of thought, what did he say? He had this baseball analogy.
Oh, he said I was
analogy.
Born on third
yeah.
base.
And I was like, stop. No. I know we have never met. No offense, Lon, but Bobby was not born on third base.
What does that mean?
I
haven't talked to Amy about this article. Yeah.
Sorry. I just didn't know what born on third base.
Let me explain the lunchbox. He was talking about, you know what? Some people are just born on third base and they said they got a triple. Talking about the success of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
That's a dumb statement.
And I just was like, oh, okay, that's not true, Lon. First of all, Bobby was born like, he was at bat for a really long time, and then he has slowly made his way to first, second, third base. I mean, I get it that a lot of things happened young for him, but he started young, and he worked really hard, and he beat a lot of odds that a lot of people in life do not have to endure. So no, he was not born on third base, and I was very irritated by that. Super irritated.
I appreciate that.
If anything, like me sitting here with Bobby, like I was born on third base. Like I took major offense to that for you. And I'm sweating right now talking about it because you weren't born on third base. And I feel like it was not a fair indication of the hard work that you've put in. Young or old, I get it, and you've even admitted like some of your things were lucky breaks, but that was even you taking initiative, like going to the bosses. Like when you first got a morning show and you were working nights and that morning show left, you went to the boss, you're like, give me the morning show slot. And they're like, no. And you were like persistent. And you're like, give me a try. Let me try it out. And then, you know, they, I think out of desperation, they're like, okay.
Desperation was for sure the word.
This guy.
Yes.
But that's not you being born on third.
It's not, but...
And you had been grinding at it.
Hey, even if he was born on third, look where he took it. Straight to the Hall of Fame. Where's this cat at?
Wait, no, this is not about that.
I'm just saying,
look, even if you're born on third base, it's what you do with, and he wasn't born on third base, but he was born on third base, and what did he do? He turned it into a home run, grand slam, and some other people just, you know, chill.
Yeah, I just felt like it was a low blow. I felt like it was immature, especially for someone older and wiser.
Listen, I give low blows too, so it's not like I can sit here and yeah.
Well, that is true.
I enjoy people with opinions.
But I think you have respect where respect's due, and you give credit. If someone, you wouldn't say that someone was born on third base.
Never would I say
like,
that.
Like, that's just straight up, like, you don't know your facts, and maybe you're a teeny bit jealous. Because that's not, and I get that you can distribute low blows. I will give you that. Yes, I know we're not all perfect by any means.
I love them.
But I feel like, if I see Lon one day somewhere, I might be like, hey, that was a little low.
Yeah, I won't shake his hand.
It was low.
It was low.
Low.
But it's okay. People don't want to shake my hand.
I mean, he can come visit Bobby in the Hall of Fame. He can come check out his bus out there in Monument Park. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. Like, hey, you want to
I didn't know he was going to talk about this. I swear.
You want to come
but
check it out?
Did you know that the dude was interviewing like,
but
other
people? No, but I like full 100% like honest doesn't mean truth. I liked his honest look at me in the show.
Okay,
doesn't mean it's true. I say my honest things, my truth all the time. It doesn't mean it's factually correct.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay, fine.
And I have opinions, and I enjoy people with opinions, even if they're against me. Mm-hmm. That's what the great thing about this country is. We get to have different opinions. We get to argue and have, you know, say, hey, Bobby sucks. That's okay. It's okay. And I say things suck. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you being offended.
Yeah, I was annoyed.
But
I mean,
I figured out what it meant.
He hates him because he ain't him. That's all it is. That's what it is.
But it's weird because the whole article like just said the opposite of that. Like the whole article was steps of how you got to where you were.
The whole article's like,
so
I grew up without the best circumstances. If you're new to the show, I'll give you the quick circle of my life. I grew up in a very small town. My dad left when I was 5. My mom she had substance use problem, alcohol problem. She died in her 40s of overdose, problems. Never had much as far as parenting. Went to college and tell anybody where I was going.
You were the first person.
I was
to
the
go,
first person to graduate high school, college.
Yes.
I started syndicating my own show with my own money.
You took a job at a radio station cleaning the floors.
It was just a thing. I'm a grinder. I'm not good at anything except working as hard as I possibly can. And
memorizing 90s trivia.
And TV shows. And actors who played in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
But that's my life. But it's okay that people have other perspectives of that. It seems to the outsider that I walked in and all of a sudden I'm on 100 affiliates. Little do they know, I built my own syndication company, had the same amount of affiliates basically that when I came over here.
Yeah.
And it's like when people think like
overnight
success. Same thing.
But that's okay they think that. I have no problem. That part of me is over. I can't let people hold me back by their thoughts. I can't let people's bad thoughts hold me in bad places.
Okay, I'll let it go.
You should, because I did.
I'm going to let it go. The more we talked about it, the more I got riled up.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being riled up. We'll put it on our Facebook page if you want to read the article.
It's good.
I like it that it's not super positive, because it's a real article.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of people calling me a pop DJ at this point. I like all music, and I've been, there have been about 100 top 40 guys that get taken to country because of the success of this show. But our show was taken off of pop because we were too country to be pop and too pop to be country. We don't have a place. We're like our listeners. We just don't fit anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Our listeners are like us. It's like we just kind of don't fit anywhere. We're just a little awkward in life. And that's how we are on the radio and everywhere, too.
But just so you know, when you get enshrined into the Hall of Fame, he won't be there.
I'm going to invite him.
You get what?
Enshrined in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Thank you all. Okay. Race time to wrap. I got to go. There's a mom who's suing a school for $15,000 after her bullied 7th grade son was punched and knocked out during class. The mom's suing the school saying administrators did nothing when he was bullied. The lawsuit said he was punched in the face. Injuries, concussion, headaches. The mom says she continuously went to the school and said, hey, my kid's being bullied. But the school and the Board of Education failed to act on her complaints. So she's suing for the money there. And so I hear the story, and I'm sure the bullying's happening. It's not, is it happening? Should she get the money? It's just, it's a take about five steps backward kind of thing. It's
I hope if there are kids listening right now, that if you see somebody being bullied, and you can step in and be like, hey guys, chill out. Like, really do that. Like, that's a big deal. Like, to just step in and go, hey, leave whomever alone. Like, don't you have better things to do with your time? Like, almost, if you have to grab a couple people and be like, hey, leave them. Like, that's a big deal. And that could get someone to actually stop. Another thing is, with bullies, bullies are sad. They're sad people. They're bullying people because there's something missing in their life. Like that, and not just kid bullies, adult bullies.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. Like, it doesn't stop.
People pick on other people because there's something in the picker's life that's not fulfilling them, so they're trying to take it out on somebody else. So I read this story and I hate it, and I know it's happening everywhere, but you know, how do you create action on it? And I think it's, if you see somebody being picked on, somebody being bullied, if you can, you step and say, hey guys, chill out. Leave them alone. Even if it's just to give them a few seconds to run away. That's what I would do. I would just run. I got the crap beat out of me as a kid. If I couldn't run away, until I started telling jokes. Tell a joke, run away. Or get the crap beat out of you. Mostly it was run away first, tell a joke second, get the crap beat out of me third, because I wasn't hanging around.
That was your order?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the crap beat out of me was the last. That's the last thing I wanted to happen.
But the fact that you even had to have that, and you had to have an order of how you handled.
Run bullying. First. If they catch you, joke your way. If they don't laugh at your jokes, well, here comes the pounding. And I was just small and poor. And that's what happens when you're small and poor.
That's so awful.
It is, but it is a fact of life, and it sucks. And listen, I don't think that all picking on is bad. I think when you go into certain places and you face adversity in life, and in life people are going to say mean things to you and they're going to do mean things to you. I don't like people punching somebody in the face in the middle of class.
Yeah.
But in life, everything is not rosy.
No.
And people are going to say mean things all the time. So it's just, if you can help somebody out generally, try to help somebody out. I guess that's just the whole main part of this message. I read this and hate this for the kid because I know what the kid's like. That was the worst ever for me. Fifth through ninth grade, miserable. Man, when I was T-Bone, woo, that sucked. That was not a good time of my life. So there's that. I want to talk about that. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are separating. Which I saw last night and I was kind of surprised by. I'll tell you though, there are two things. When I see a celebrity couple, if they're super lovey-dovey, one of two things are happening. Either it's just for publicity or they're really struggling. Because if it's going really well, usually you just live your life. If you see a couple that's super lovey-dovey, it's either for publicity, to be the couple, it's a thing. Or they're really struggling because they've been really lovey-dovey lately.
Oh, okay. I hadn't noticed, but I'm shocked they've been together 8 years. I thought they've been together, like, I don't know, 4 years.
Well, I think he's been famous for not that long.
Okay.
And that's how come we've known of them.
Got it.
Like, super famous.
Yeah. Because he really took off.
His super famous happened with that first Guardians of the Galaxy, and then it even takes a while after just one movie to get super famous.
Yeah, and then he got all ripped for that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, when he was in Parks and Rec, he was kind of the fat guy.
Yeah.
But
he definitely got more attention because of that.
Well, because he also had millions of dollars and was a movie star.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
That, too. But, yeah, that's how, like, if I see a couple and they're all, like, in public, like, oh, boo-boo-boo, scooby-doo-boo, boo-boo-boo, I'm always like, okay, that's a publicity, or they hate each other right now and they're trying to put on a front.
Overcompensate.
Listen, I don't know them. Maybe it's better they're splitting. They said they're disappointed but cherish the time they had together.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
They have a 4-year-old son. That's maybe what, when she had her baby, was about 4 years ago. Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's better for the kid they split apart. I know some parents are miserable together. It makes the kid's life worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about them. Here's the thing about celebrities. We never know what's happening in people's lives.
Yeah, we don't know them.
Regardless of what they put on Instagram, you never know what's really happening in people's lives.
Huh. Instagram doesn't tell the truth.
No.
Mine does. Of all the Instagrams, only mine tells the truth.
Yours?
This is the thing. I've been looking at Instagrams. There's only one. I've only ever seen one completely honest one. It's mine. Because basically it's all my dog, food, me exercising, and here at the radio station. Pretty much all I do.
Yeah.
I can't even put my girlfriend on my Instagram anymore. Not that I see her anymore because she's on the road all the time. But because other radio stations won't play her music.
Did you see her this weekend at all?
No, I haven't seen her in like 80 months.
Well, we're going to see her Friday.
I know, and she's coming in just for that.
Wait, is that
going to
be the first time y'all are seeing each other?
Yes, in forever.
When she walks in here?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she gets in for that.
For the big interview?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a big...
Is it a straight interview? Is she playing? she going to play music, or just am I going to be asking her questions from listeners?
I don't know. I'm about to figure that out.
I think.
Let me think. I'll text her.
I request. I'd like a little of everything. I want, since I guess I'm conducting the interview, we'll do questions and song. Possibly, maybe champagne.
Okay. I'll text her.
She sang that on Instagram this weekend,
like
a warm-up thing, and it was legit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, that's good.
Cool.
It's her wheelhouse.
Cool. I'm not doting or I'm nothing.
Okay.
Just hanging.
Yeah,
just chilling. All right, cool. You see the Bruce Springsteen set list is going for like $250,000?
What?
Oh, you didn't see that story?
A set list is going for that much money?
Yeah, because...
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen's still alive.
Then how is it worth that much money?
Let me find the exact story here.
Because yeah, like, what happened? Did he, like, lick it? Sweat on it?
Hold on. It's going for $24,000.
Okay. That was a lot.
That's all. It's still a lot of money. I was a little over top there.
Wait, what would you originally say?
$250,000. Okay, but if I would have just said $24,000, you'd still
I would have said, is he alive?
Okay. A set list signed by Bruce Springsteen after a 2003 Giants Stadium gig is up for sale for $24,000. It's a set list of 24 songs he did that night with a guitar pick.
Oh, the guitar pick? Okay.
That's at least worth $3,000.
That makes it worth it.
He hates playing this song now live.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's all he's got.
No, it's not. That's not all he's got. Like, I'm not East Coast, New Jersey, Springsteen, diehard, but Bruce Springsteen's like the fabric of American rock and roll, like as much as anybody in the history of American rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, before it cut off, before I got
there. Oh, man, that's a good song.
You know, and then this song they had from that movie, Amy, remember? I knew you'd never quit me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. In the secret garden.
You had me at hello.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was good. Lunchbox, you don't know Bruce Springsteen at all?
I know the first one, Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you do the Jerry Maguire reenactment, I kind of know that, but I didn't know that was him.
You know what song I really like? Is this Brandon Ray song? This Ends of the Earth. And Keith Urban singing background vocals and produced it with Ross Coverman.
10,000 miles on gravel roads, hitchhiking my way through Mexico, red eye straight through 20 time zones, all alone. Just to feel you breathe, just to see you smile, just to hold your hand.
His name is Brandon Ray. It's called Ends of the Earth.
The ends of the earth for you. I bottle up this town, put it in your hand somehow. Tell you my home's your home now. I kiss away the doubt just to see your eyes. Feel your heartbeat dance. If it was all I had to give, I'd give you a fighting chance. Oh, I go to the ends of the earth for you. To the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. When I got my arms wrapped around you, girl, it's like I'm holding the whole wide world. You're the closest thing to heaven, this side of that sun setting. And I won't stop till I've been to the ends of the earth for you. Whoa.
That's a good one, man.
The ends of the earth for you.
Dang, that's good. Those are good BGVs, ain't
it?
Thanks.
Yeah. It's an airplane that hit the hard turbulence and everybody got hurt. Like 10 people slammed up in the top of the airplane.
Crazy.
They were going to Philadelphia and the plane hit a little turbulence. They're like, oh, good seatbelts
on. Well, I think it's more than a little turbulence.
No, no. They hit the little turbulence first.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was like, and then they thought it was over.
And then
it went boom! And people, they sent 10 people to the hospital. Luckily, nobody's like, going to be severely hurt, but once we're flying back to Austin And I was already there. I wasn't even on the flight with you guys.
Right. Oh, it was really
bad. It was Eddie, myself, and Ray, and we're sitting there, and we're kind of hanging out, and we hit a little turbulence, and Ray, to this like bachelorette party in front of us, like, listen, girls, if this plane goes down, I just want you to know you're all beautiful, but we're going down. Just joking around.
Oh, my
god! And
gosh.
Not even 10 seconds later,
boom!
And the floor dropped out. We dropped 1,000 feet. Drinks hit the ceiling. I mean, it was... And everybody had those eyes like, oh,
he
my God.
He is not lying.
And what'd Ray say?
After that?
Yeah, didn't Ray say something like...
No, he didn't say anything after that. He said everything he needed to say before that.
Yeah, he goes, we're going down before that. Just joking. And then then it happened. Everybody's like... He's like, oh my gosh, I was just joking. Oh my gosh.
We were all just like, can we all have a drink, please? And the guy's like, there are no more drinks left. Every drink in the back has fallen out and everything's popped.
So everything that wasn't held down hit the ceiling?
Correct. Oh, hit the ceiling. My drink popped up, hit the guy in front of me, like hit him in the head. And I don't know if he just didn't notice or didn't care, but the cup just sat there on his armrest the rest of the flight.
Oh my goodness.
Beer was 5 miles in front of us.
Was everybody freaked out?
Yes. Everybody. Those big, you know, those big flying saucer eyes.
Like, yeah. Were people crying?
A couple people.
I mean, it was the scariest moment I've ever had on an airplane.
Wow.
One of the girls from St. Jude was sitting on the aisle across from us, and she was just like, I've never been on a plane before. This is terrible. This is terrible.
Oh, it was her first time on a plane?
Yeah, she's
crying. That's probably how she thinks every plane ride is. She's like, man, flying sucks. This is not fun. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Taylor Swift is expected to testify in the groping case in Denver, and there's ground rules for people that are attending the trial. No Taylor Swift concert tees, buttons, or banners can be present. Phones, laptops, and tablets are all banned as well, so no one's getting a selfie with Taylor in the courtroom.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. It's crazy that it's actually gone to trial. Most celebrities will shut it down so they don't have to testify. She must be very passionate about this. It's a radio guy in Denver. I can tell you what I know, and I probably don't know everything, but they were at a meet and greet years back, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, again, not sure, and she says that he put his hand on her butt cheek under her skirt, I believe. He says that did not happen, that anything happened was inadvertent, and from what I remember, she or someone on her team called the radio station. He was fired, and now he's suing. And then once he sued, she sued back. And so now it's going to trial. Nobody thought it would go to trial because celebrity cases don't go to trial.
Yeah, and here we are.
And this could be wrong, too. I think she's suing him for $1. It's more of a, I'm just going to prove that you shouldn't do this.
Oh, wow.
And I think but he's the first. Again, I'm trying not to be fake news Bobby here. I'm just trying to go with what I know. I know you're going to bring this up. But yeah, it's crazy. And it's going to be hysteria around the courtroom. Just because, again, they're having to say this. Like, Taylor's probably our most famous creative person right now in America. I mean, who's more famous than Taylor?
Beyonce?
Taylor still.
Still?
And it's probably close, but I think Taylor... So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. I mean, I would say Donald Trump is more known now.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But he's not a creative.
Right.
I mean, that's a different kind.
Yeah. Other than Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else you got?
Did you see how much it costs to own a dog? Because we could probably multiply this times 2 or 3 for Bobby.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Oh, I did my math. $17 million.
So it costs about $15,000 to own a dog.
Life or year?
Through the dog's life. They did some figures and said it's about $1,000 a year. And when you factor that in of the lifespan of dogs on average, you get about 15 grand.
Mine's way more than that. I've had 2 cancer surgeries. My dog cost me that in those 2 surgeries.
Yeah.
My dog's outlived his life. Like, we were chilling last night. I was talking to him.
What were you guys talking about?
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, what did he have to say?
He didn't talk back a lot.
Oh, really?
But I've been gone. And so what he does, I'm gone for 2 or 3, 4 days, however long. I go up and I start working on the show, and he comes and he immediately gets right between my calves and just lays there to my calves. And so we're just chilling. And so I was like, hey, you feeling good? Everything all right? And he's like, yeah. I feel, you know, then he goes and pees in the closet.
Mm.
I know. And the thing is, he would go downstairs. I just think he's old. I don't get mad at him anymore. I'm just like, ah, great. So then I've got some great, it's called Urine Gone.
Is it pretty good?
It's the greatest. Of all the urinators, it's the best.
Urinators.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Well, what else you got?
The National Insurance Crime Bureau identified the most stolen vehicles last year. So let's see. Did your car make the list? Top five, Toyota Camry at five, then the Chevy pickup truck, then the Ford pickup, and at number two, Honda Civic, and the number one stolen car last year, Honda Accord.
Ray, why were you... Ray, it's our audio producer. Why were you driving a gold truck yesterday?
What up?
Why are you driving a gold SUV yesterday?
That's my chick's car.
What's wrong with your car?
Car was fine. I just sometimes with parking passes and it costs $20 a day to park in the city, I have to take her car.
You just leave yours up here?
Yeah.
We saw Ray drive up in like a gold SUV yesterday. I thought he stole it or won in a bet or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I thought something too.
Thought he won in a craps game back behind the Waffle House or something. All good though in your life?
I love the 4Runner. I'll ride that any day over the Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Ray, as a millennial, just going into my last story, when you plan on getting engaged, do you have a number that you're going to spend on your engagement ring, or are you part of the new percentage of millennials that are like, engagement rings, who needs them?
Yeah, I thought the number was always 5K, so that's what I've tried to save.
Well, a lot of millennials are saying, I'm not going to spend more than 1 month's salary on a ring, period. So whatever you make in a month, spend on a ring.
That many months does the commercial say? It's
three
months' salary?
Yeah.
Yeah, but these younger kids, they're knocking it down to 1 month's salary. Or, like I said, there is a percentage
they
of them.
Say that until they meet that girl, and they're
exactly.
Like, crap.
I should spend more.
Yeah, listen. I've always like, I'm not spending money on dinners and nice things. Well, crap, she is pretty.
I do like her.
I do want her to like me.
So you'll save up.
Here's all my money.
Your salary.
Yes. Well, guys are idiots, man. We'll do whatever. You good or you got more?
No, that's it.
All right. That's Amy's pile of stories.
Yep. Thanks.
According to the story, if you shave your husband, it's supposed to be like romantic. So all the wives are supposed to shave their husband's faces. So Lunchbox did it with his wife, and it was kind of creepy.
Is it right?
I think so. Is the hair coming off?
Yeah. Are you feeling? I mean, a little bit.
How's
like
that creepy?
It's like I shouldn't be hearing
like,
this.
Yes, I feel like we should not be able to do that.
Yeah, so it's like.
Is it right?
I think so. Is the hair coming off?
Yeah. And in the end, he said, "Nah, I didn't really do much.
Not very awkward."
To me, it sounds like he did a lot.
I think so. Is the hair coming off? Yeah. Are you feeling closer to me?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Dare you?
No, almost.
Okay, all right. I'm done with that.
Okay.
Yeah, no more.
So you guys married for 2 years?
Yeah, a little over 2 years, and I don't see anything awkward about that or creepy.
Let's go. Oh, you didn't hear the first part.
Nothing still? Lunch?
No, nothing?
No, nothing feels weird
just
about
just ask a question.
That. Yeah.
Hear me about
Okay, so Eddie and his wife, you've been married for how long?
12 years.
12 years.
A little different.
Here we go.
You have to turn around so I can see you.
Just put the shaving cream on. Don't mess with the line on my sideburns.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want you to do it either. Go.
Ow.
Don't say ow.
Ow. Oh.
Go.
This is not good. All right. I'm getting my groove.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Your groove leads to, like, fast, reckless shaving.
She's going to town, dude.
Yeah, you go upside down to the neck.
What's up with that?
Dang, ripping a skin.
Uh-oh.
It's bleeding? I knew it. I knew you were going to cut me. God.
I'm done. I don't want to do the mustache.
No, you have to do the mustache.
You can just grow the mustache.
I'm not growing the mustache out, never shaving. You didn't even do the part under my lip. You want me to have a soul patch?
I'm done.
You're not going to do the mustache?
Nah.
And the soul patch?
I'm done.
That's it.
Yes.
That's fine. It's pretty good.
Done.
Okay. She hated it?
She gave up. She hated it.
Yeah, she kept saying, I'm done.
She left me with a mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear them going?
It looks a little.
You guys get me creepy.
No, stop.
No.
Play Lunches again.
This is Lunches.
Go back to them. They're going.
No.
Not even close, dude. Good try.
Come on.
Stop it.
Good try.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Gonna go. Thanks for hanging with us. Back at work this week. Some of the kids are back in school this week. Like I said, Eddie's kid's back and 3-year-old's back. Huh?
3-year-old's back. He starts today.
It's like life's kind of starting back again. If you're a parent, things are happening.
If you miss any of the show, iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. I think it'll be a good week.
I mean, do you think?
I do. I'm just kind of looking at what's happening this week.
Got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
You at the Opry. Can't wait for that.
That's tomorrow night, but that's not on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe people can go.
Yeah.
Still have time to get tickets.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. BobbyBones.com. If you want to see the story about the grandfather who officiated his granddaughter's wedding, but he wasn't alive anymore. It's
crazy.
Also, Lunchbox's wife shaved his face and Eddie's wife shaved his face.
Yeah.
And if that brought them together more romantically. All that's up at BobbyBones.com. Have a good day. We'll see you on Tuesday. Appreciate you being here. We know there are 1,000 other places you can be. And so thank you very much.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.